You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Sirius FM, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, and it is the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal, tonight and tomorrow. So our topic for tonight will be Asma'ul Nabi'il Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Name Nami Isme Grami, the honorable names of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the honorable titles of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When one studies the noble Quran, 6236 verses, 114 chapters, we find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala only in one single place, that what He commands me and you, ordinary mortal sinners, to do, then not the same, you must never say the same, but something similar, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala was doing, is doing, and will continue doing. Chapter number 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 56. We need to understand this verse before we proceed. Inna Allah, verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Inna in the beginning comes for ta'keed, for emphasis, surely, definitely, positively. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Himself, wa malaikatahu, and His special angels designated for this task, yuswalluna ala nabi. If you know even the rudiments and the basics of the Arabic language, you will know yuswalluna means in the present tense and future tense. So Almighty Allah continuously is sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angels are sending salawat upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Almighty Allah commands us 89 different places. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, O you attain faith. Two commandments. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say, Allahumma swalli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or even from here, Verlam, Durban, South Africa, America, wherever we are. So you can say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah. All that is totally permissible. There's no problem in that. So my brothers, sisters, and honorable listeners, we should know the maqam, the rank of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 94, verse number 4, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. We have elevated your name nami, your ism grami, your honorable name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did Almighty Allah elevate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, Allah Jalla's name, then your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So the first name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious honorable birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one's name was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when that Monday Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place, the Arabs were asking, what name? They said, Muhammad. So he said, what do you mean by Muhammad? So he said, the praised one. That's how we translate it. But we need to understand the real meaning of it. If you say that this person's name is Mahmud, so Mahmud will mean praised. But when you say Muhammad, and in the case of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the meaning changes. The praised one all the time is being praised by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and by the angels, and by us, if we read salawat and salutations, and durood sharif. Do we know what is the meaning of durood, my brothers? I told you before, durood is a Persian word. And when you have a farm, and then you have a bumper crop, a bumper harvest, so in minimum time, you will make maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So when we read salawat, like what Qari Naeem Sahib was doing now, what Mona Abid Sahib read just now, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that setting the scene for tonight, that is Laylatul Jumu'ah, that our tongue should be moist with salawat upon Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we keep our son's name Muhammad, then we are insignificant, we are non-entity. But remember the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wala praising all the time. Hence the Mubarak name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 4 times in the Noble Quran. And Surah Muhammad, an entire chapter dedicated to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah 47. Second name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad. Surah 61, verse 66. Sorry, Surah 61, verse 6. Surah 61, verse 6. Almighty Allah tells us, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's nami, ismi grami, honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. His honorable mother, Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha, 34 times. So he is telling the people, I am the last prophet and messenger of the Israelites. But the global final messenger will come for all times, all places. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. And his name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla Wala praises the Master the most in the entire universe. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the most in the entire universal creation. So look at the link from Allah's side, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the Master alayhi salatu salam, praising Almighty Allah the most. So therefore, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two, now we go to Muwatta Malik Sahih Muslim. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of his other Mubarak names, Ismu Zati, the proper names of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? An al-Aqib. I am the final and the last messenger. And la nabiyya ba'di. There is never ever going to be a prophet and messenger after me. Yes, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, he was born prior to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam miraculously. When he returns, he will come as a ummati and follower of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An al-Hashir, on the day of justice, people will come and gather by me. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please do something for us. That we are parishan, we are in worry, we are in a terrible condition. open Sahih Muslim and the authentic hadith, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will go into sajda. Praise Almighty Allah so much that never was Allah praised in such a manner. Allah Jalla wa Ala's rahmah and His mercy will come in Jalal, and Allah will say, Sal tu uta, ishfa tu shaffa. Ask Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for whoever you want and you'll be given. Intercede for whoever you want, it will be accepted. Did you ask Nabi alayhi salam's intercession today? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic hadith. Shafa'ati li ahalil kabair min ummati. My intercession will be for those people of my ummah who perpetrated and committed major sins. We all are guilty, brothers and sisters. So read this dua. Allahumma arzuqna, O Allah grant us. Shafa'atan Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of justice. So that is what we need to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Even if you say, Ishfa'ali Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede for me, for our wives, for our parents, our children, our siblings, all that is acceptable. So we need to learn all these lessons as well. Then you go on with the Mubarak names of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Analmahi. Through my barakah and my blessing, when you're going to imitate me, emulate me, then your sins will get forgiven, O Ummah. That is the meaning of Mahi. Surah 3 verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni. Follow me immaculately. You see, when you need to understand some history, some philology, when you have a cow, and that cow gives birth to a calf, that calf in Arabic is called tabi'a, for male, and tabi'a, female. So that calf will follow the mother everywhere, in all aspects of life. So me and you, chapter 3 verse 31, we have to imitate Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all aspects of life, not only in Salat and Namaz, not only in Ramadan, not only in Rabiul Awwal, nay, every day, every night, we have to imitate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fattabi'uni. Then what will happen? Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Ab Allah ke mahbub ban jayenge. You will become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And your sins will be wiped out, erased and expunged. Imagine. So all these are the Mubarak blessed names, Nami Nami, Ismi Grami, of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now go to the second one. The Sifatul Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The attributes and the titles Allah Jalla wa Ala used. And you will find the Ahadith Mubarakah. Chapter 21, verse 107. One title of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what? Rahmatal lil alameen. A mercy to the entire universe and creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to everyone, the entire universe and creation. Male, female, adult, children, all types of creation. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's unique feature and characteristic. Surah 33, verse number 40. وَلَاكِرْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. The Master alayhi salatu salam was selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala and to be the seal and the final and the last messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So all these are to elevate the rank of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Almighty Allah speaks about the sun, you know how hot it is here in Durban during the summer months, how humid it is. You know better than me. So Almighty Allah states, وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. Allah made the sun a siraj. Allah made it a lantern, a lamp. and that is shining in its glory and beauty. But when Almighty Allah spoke of Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what Allah said? Da'iyan ilallahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nur Mubarak is spreading. You saw just now Mawlana Abid. It is mashallah his husnuzan that he invites us and he gets happy. So he said we have a program, so mashallah 4:30 around there we start. The program starts before that, but I normally 4:30, 4:35 around there. So we start the program, and then you see during this week here, 27 non-Muslims embrace Islam. So it's not we, brothers. Believe you me. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We must cry, we must beg, Almighty Allah. Today we have load shedding in different parts of South Africa, water shedding. So people say, what we must read? So I said, read Surah 66 and verse number 8. Surah 66 and verse number 8. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Ya Allah, perfect for us our nur. Grant us that radiance, effulgence and light in this world, in barzakh, in the grave, and on day of qiyamah also, Ya Allah. That is what we are asking. Not only the light in this world, we want nur, radiance, effulgence in this world, in our qadr, and in barzakh, and on day of justice. Almighty Allah speaks about the hypocrites. They'll be begging and crying to the Muslims and appealing. Naqtabis min nurikum. Please give us a little bit, just a small portion of the nur you possess. But Allah will not allow it. So understand who is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's titles and sifat mubarak. Wasirajan munira. And the nur of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And the teaching of the Master alayhi salatu salam is all nur. Surah 14 verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of your functions is, take the people out from the darknesses. Zulumat is plural. Secularism and capitalism, Zionism, communism, socialism, democracy, this ism, that ism. So all these isms, all are zulumat. Take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur. Nur is singular. And the nur of Islam. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. See if you go to Sahaba, Hassan bin Thabit, radiallahu anhu arda. He was the greatest shair, the greatest poet. In the time and during the time and era of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allama Alusi rahimahullah, he is from Baghdad. He wrote a great commentary, 20-30 volumes, depending which print you want to buy. And it's called Ruhul Ma'ani. So in there, Allama Alusi rahimahullah mentions this. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulallah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant me permission, I want to praise you. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fine, go ahead. I'll just give one sentence. See how Hassan praised the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we understood this one sentence, then we understood the whole chapter of knowledge. He, Hassan, states, Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. It is not me. When I praise Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the rank of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is elevated. Nay, it's not like that. Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, lakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. But what happens is that my speech gets elevated with the Mubarak name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how he said it. Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. So my speech does not elevate the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what happens is, لَكِنْ مَدَّحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِ, that with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my speech gets elevated. So that is what we need to remember. The more we take the name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greater the nur, the radiance, the effulgence will enter the inner recesses of our heart and so forth. The greater the message of nur will go out to the world. People today are looking for role models and examples. So the best example is the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I went to Iran, 2013, and there, even they accept that, you know, there the Shias and all the stories, you'll know that. But when you go to Shiraz, so there you will find Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah is buried. And they also will tell you Saadi is a Muslim and is a Sunni and everything. And you who are in my age bracket now, over 50, 50, 60, 70, you learned all this in madrasa, but we didn't know that who the person was and so forth and so on. But we learned it by heart. So Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah, what he said, and we used to learn this in poetry in madrasa, primary madrasa, ladies, children's age. Balagal ula bikamalihi. You remember that? Balagal ula bikamalihi. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rank and status is the highest of the highest. And kashafad duja bi jamalihi, with his handsomeness and beauty, he removed the darknesses here in this world. When people who just see the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Salam is a rabbi, a Jew. And the Master alayhi salatu salam entered Madinah Munawwara. He said, the first time my gaze fell on Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I exactly knew that this is the final messenger and can never be an imposter. He was, he is, he will always be the last and final messenger. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi, kashafad duja bi jamalihi, hasunat jami'u khisalihi. So every quality of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was par excellence. So when he, Sheikh Saadi, was composing, compiling this poetry, now he got stuck there. He couldn't continue. So that night, whether it's Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday or any other night, so what he said, I slept. In the dream I saw the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Saadi, what happened? Say, Ya Rasulullah, I'm stuck, I didn't know. He said, right now, Swallu alayhi wa alihi, that read salawat and salutations upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa alihi, and his beloved family sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, all of you parents, there's a hadith in Tabarani, and we must all take heed to it. Allimu awladakum thalasa khisal. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing every parent, every teacher. You must teach your children, your biological children. Teach your students, your spiritual children, three qualities, حُبَّ نَبِيِّكُمْ, that they must love the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then second one, وَحُبَّ أَهَلِ الْبَيْتِ, they must love the family of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable wife, the honorable children, the grandchildren, the son-in-law, all of them they must love. So we consider all to be Ahlul Bayt. And then, وَحُبِّ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, and the love of reciting the noble Qur'an. If you saw last week Sunday's paper, you will see our Mawlana Qasim Sema rahimahullah. So, it was the 23rd of November. Listen carefully. It was the 23rd of November. Mawlana Qasim Sema rahimahullah was born in 20 in Newcastle. In 35, he went to study in Dabel. In 42, they left from India, Bombay. And it was on the 18th of November, 1942, they left. When they were coming by ship on the SS Tilawa. So when I used to teach the students, this Umar and all of them were there, mashallah. So he's young boy, mashallah. So this, he came for us for Umrah and that, so I saw him now. So, mashallah, Hajj time, Umrah time, I give them stories also. So, I said, see, Mawqasim Sema in the ship, how many people Allah alone knows. And he for 2 nights in the ocean, middle of the ocean on a raft, you know. Imagine, you're just there and who's going to help you? Only Allah. So I say the ship's name was SS Tilawa. But Maulana was making Tilawat. Maulana was making Tilawat. And that's how Allah, Jalla Wala's mercy came and stopped him. So what Tilawat he was making? When he left Dabir, now these were all awliyaullah. Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Nawarullah Marqadahu passed away in 65. He's buried there in Baqi, in the graveyard of Madina Munawwara. When they dug up, you know, they recycle the graves. So remember when they were recycling, they found Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam's Lash Mubarak 100% were intact. So they closed up and they put, they know their marks and whatever. We mustn't reopen this grave. They went to the family and asked, what your father was doing? What your grandfather was doing? Said, no. Said, no, he was doing something special. Then they said, yes, one thing he used to do. These youngsters used to come, small children, little bit elderly, and they were becoming hafiz. They completed hifz. Out of love for Quran Sharif, out of adab for Quran Sharif, not once Hazrat Maulana would then spread his feet in the direction of a hafiz like this. When we show adab and respect to Kalamullah, then how much Allah will bless us. So he said, that's why Allah kept his body like this intact. So Hazrat Muhammad Badri Alam Sahib was there. Hazrat Muhammad bin Nuri, Allama bin Nuri was there. Hazrat Maulana, you must remember, great ulama, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani was there. So all of them, the giants were there in Dabel. Nevertheless, so they told Maulana, ye to jang ka zamana hai. This is time, that is war. But now your mother also passed away. You're here now 7 years. Yes, never mind, go. We will also make dua. But keep on reading. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu mina zalimin. And keep on reading salate tu najina. Keep on reading salat tu najina. So Maulana, one day some guests came from overseas. So I used to accompany him sometimes. So we went with Maulana. So I asked Maulana, I said, Maulana, that many unse suna, I heard from this person, we should speak Urdu. So I asked him that I heard from this person, that person, but I never heard from you directly. Tell me the whole story about your ship and what happened. From Newcastle, he started right till Jan Smuts Airport, that time Jan Smuts Joburg, 3 hours, 3.5 hours drive from Newcastle. He carried on, and I was making notes and all these type of things there. Fascinating what things happened there and there. The lesson I want to give you, when you read Durood Sharif, when you read Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Jalla Wala will definitely make us kamyab, successful in this world and in the year after. You see, this is Masjid Nabawi example. This Masjid here, example, is Masjid Nabawi. The Qibla there is southern direction. So most of you been there. It's different thing, you can't read Arabic or so. If you look at the wall in front here facing Qibla, this mihrab here in front is mihrab Uthmani. When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala extended the masjid. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mihrab is at the back. In line with that you will find mihrab is the niche, the semicircle. So that is mihrab Uthmani. He used his personal money. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu warda. They asked him, why are you using so much money? He said, I heard. Samik to who? I heard the master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Who builds a masjid solely only for the love and pleasure of Allah, then Allah will bless him with a palace in Jannah. So let me build my palace also. So that. So on the wall you will see Asma'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sifatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Mubarak Naam-e-Nami, the names of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will see the attributes of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi, we met him several times. I went to his house also. It was Waliullah. He wrote a thick book, هذا الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, والناس غافلون عن هذا, والناس لا يعرفون هذا. The people don't know this. When you see the Mubarak names of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there in Masjid Nabawi, both sides where the Imam stands. So nowadays the Imam stands at the back, but that time. So remember that all that is written with gold. Nabi Tawbah, the Master alayhi salam is telling the Ummah, make Tawbah, repent sincerely, and then you'll be successful. Nabi Rahmah, I'm a Nabi of mercy and compassion. And who is the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sahibul Isra'i wal Mi'raj. From Makkah Mukarramah to Majidul Aqsa, Isra, the miraculous nocturnal journey. And then from Aqsa al-Mubarak to the seven heavens, the Mi'raj and the ascension. So you go and read, you will find all the Mubarak blessed names of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam there. Carry on. My lesson to you tonight, my brothers, is an authentic hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah. Aksiru minas salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Read abundant durood sharif and salawat upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Friday and on the day of Friday. So see how we must read. Our problem is Ramadan comes, 15 Shaban comes, Ashura comes. Then we read, and mashallah. The woman, they'll read, and then they'll miss for 1 week, 2 weeks. No. That is not what Allah Jalla Wala wants. That is not what Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. You must remain consistent. There must be consistency. Continue with the deed and action. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved action, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to Almighty Allah is the one where there is consistency. Even if you read quantity-wise little bit, Allah ke yaha ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. So every day we must be reading, keep the tongue moist, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in your shop, in your job, in your kitchen, no problem, you ladies. And in that way there, the night of Jumu'ah comes tonight, the day of Friday comes, then the quantity and the quality all must be enhanced and increased. So that is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Now go on and see. Look at the virtues of salawat and durood sharif. All of you know, you live here, you know North Coast. 1981, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Shaykhul Hadith, came here to Stenga. And he made etikaf the whole month. It was his last etikaf. The next year, 1st of Shaaban, 1982, Hazrat passes away and is buried in Baqi. So I saw this personally, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. When Hazrat Sheikh, Maulana Zakariya, Shaykhul Hadith, Nawar Allah Marqadahu, would read salat and salam to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would not read from inside the masjid. They would bring Mu'tutla sahab and all the elders in it, rahimahullah, Allah give Mawlana Jannatul Firdaus also. So they would push Mawlana, Hazrat Shaykh, the Khadim and all. They would bring the blankets. You know Medina, how cold? December, January is midwinter. And Shaykh al-Hadith, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, would read salat and salam. He would read salami. How he would read salami? Me and you, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, and then few, and then we run away. We read by Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and we gone. Shaykh al-Hadith, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, used to be there for 2.5-3 hours. I saw myself, not I read from this one. You know how we read? Used to read lesson for us youngsters. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا أيها المزمل. He would read the whole surah Muzammil. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا أيها المدثر. He would read and recite the whole surah Muddathir. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا أيها النبي. That يا أيها النبي surah Tahrim. He would read the whole surah. So like that, so many surahs Shaykh would read. نور الله مرقده. 2.5-3 hours. crying, begging Almighty Allah through the wasila and barakah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accept us for your deen and so forth. Now let's go on. See what, if those of you who are students, Umar, you finished now, Mawlvi Sahib, or you still study? MashaAllah, good youngster. You must get Al-Qawlul Badi by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah, edited by Sheikh Muhammad Awwama, masterpiece. For those who know Arabic, remember, it's one of the best books on Salawat Durood Sharif upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, Hazrat Sheikh Kitab Fazail Durood Sharif, Urdu in English is translated also. So Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith in Musnad Ahmad Nasai, Man Swalla Alayya Marratan, you read Durood Sharif upon me once, Sallallahu Alaihi Ashra, Allah's blessings will come on you 10 times. It's a win-win situation. How can we deprive ourselves of that? Think about it. Go to the next hadith and see. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man swalla alayya wahidatan, that you read upon me one time Durood Sharif and Salawat, sallallahu alayhi ashara, that Allah will give upon you, send for you 10 blessings. Wa hatta anhu ashara sayyat. 10 sins of ours will be forgiven. وَرَفَعَ بِهَا أَشَرَ دَرَجَاتٍ, and through that barakah of the Durood Sharif, وَرَفَعَهُ بِهَا أَشَرَ دَرَجَاتٍ, our rank will be elevated 10 times. Why the muhaddisin, the scholars, they love to teach hadith, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif, Abu Dawud? Because of this hadith here. إِنَّ أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا. The people who will be the nearest to me on the day of justice will be those people who read abundant salawat and Durood Sharif. So every hadith, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My own teachers leave now 100 years ago and 1,000 years ago. We're speaking of the 70s. So my one teacher, he took Muqasim Sema, see. He taught Muqasim Sema in Dabel in 1937. And we were studying by Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, and we were his last students, and after that retirement. He was well in his 90s, 93, 94 years old. Every day, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif only, it's a great accomplishment. My son became Hafiz, you became Hafiz, all that. We finished tafsir of Quran Sharif. Very good. But that's not the maximum. The maximum is Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein aur sunnat mubarak mein khatam karna maqsood. The aim must be till our last breath. We are engaged, connected with the Quran Sharif. We are connected with the Mubarak Sunnah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we leave with that. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu warda, he's the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. 5,374 ahadith. And what does he say? Nah, his sakarat is starting. He's about to leave this world. So we look at Shaykh Abu Sayyid Abu Huraira, what is he going to say? So Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned this, and al-bidayah wa nihaya. Imagine the last words of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I made all these sacrifices for what? I love meeting you, my beloved Allah. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. فَأَحِبَّ لِقَائِي يَا اللَّهِ. I cry, I pray, you also love meeting me. And then he leaves this world. See how they left this world. They were reading Quran, they were reading Sunnah Mubarakah, they were reading Durood Sharif, and then they left this world. So my brothers, مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ أَشْرًا حِينَ يُصْبِحُ وَأَشْرًا حِينَ يُمْسِي. Make this a habit, easy. Take you 1 minute, 2 minutes every day. But start tonight. Every night you read Durood Sharif 10 times. Every morning you read Durood Sharif 10 times. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَدْرَكَتْهُ شَفَاعَتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. My intercession will be for you on the day of justice. Don't we want that? So show our commitment. Show our love for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Musnad al-Bazar, so in so many ahadith kitabs, in Musnad al-Bazar is mentioned, if me and you read salat and salam upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the malaika, because we are far, the malaika will think it to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, that this person so and so, Abdullah, he read salat and salam upon you, أَخَذَ إِسْمَكْ وَاسْمَ أَبِيكْ. They will take your name and the name of your beloved father and say that this person conveyed salams to you, Ya Rasulullah. What a great honor for us that we made the salam, but the barakah of that our father also gets included. So always, my brothers, sisters, that keep Durood Sharif in our lives and you will see how far we will go in the far, far away. Next one, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So what we should be doing? You children, you becoming Hafiz? You? Becoming? MashaAllah. Started? You? So you almost start, you 3 years. Next time I come, I'll take your exam. All right. What you say? Huh? When I was in Newcastle, you know, you can see what a big giant I am, 6 feet and a waist, I have 13 shoes and all that. So this type of thing. So Mausama Marwam Rahimahullah, Mawla was a very good man, you know. He used to send us then Houser, Dundee, Glencoe, Washbank, you know. So he would take imtihan, like this time now, the year is ending November, December. So I come there in the class, now all the children are frightened, you know. So I walk in, I don't smile, nothing and all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. They say, wa alaikum salam. I say, come here. I call 3 youngsters. I say, how many ruku in janazah namaz? 2 or 3? How many ruku? So one will say 2 ruku. I say, very good. I say, you, how many ruku in janazah? He say, 3. I say, very good. I say, how many ruku? He say, 4. I say, all of you answered not and you are 0. But we pass them all after that, you know. So just make kali, like, you know. So you must remember, brothers, that now you want to become a hafiz. Your children want to become hafiz. So tonight is the night you must do everything. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son-in-law Sayyidina Ali came. Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm learning, but I'm forgetting all the time. So what must I do? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mawlana Abid, mashallah, aap jo hai 25 saal se yahan par ho. Mawlana Abid, Mawlana Wahid sahab doing great khidmat here, mashallah, Allah accept it. So, my advice always, to wherever you got hifz class, so once the children can start reading, then teach them these 4 surahs by heart and encourage them. See the hadith in Tirmidhi. Oh Ali radiallahu anhu arda, my beloved son-in-law, you must do this. The night of Friday after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, first rakat Surah Fatiha and Surah Yasin. Second rakat Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, Surah 44 in the 25th juz of the Quran. Third rakat, you're going to read 4 rakat salat, like how we read before Zohar and before Isha, like that. So, and third rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. This is the sequence the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin, Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And last one, Surah Fatiha, Surah Mulk. And then the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali, Salasan or Khamsan or Sab'an, that you must do it for 3 consecutive weeks or 5 weeks or 7 weeks. He came back after 7 weeks and said, memory perfect, retentive memory, powerful memory. So now, today our wives tell us, go buy this. Half the time we buying the wrong things or we forget to buy the things. You understand? So we also need a little bit of ta'weez, you know how it goes and this type of things. So read this, inshallah, and abandon Durood Sharif, and then see how Allah will bless us with good memories. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, in Diwanu Shafi'i is mentioned. So remember, he went to his teacher, Waqi' bin Jarrah. Now see how Imam Shafi was a master in the Arabic language, a linguist par excellence. So he goes to his teacher and says, Shakautu ila Waqi'in su'a hifzi. I went to my teacher and I told him, O Ustadji, my memory is getting very weak, I'm forgetting so much. Shakautu ila Waqi'in su'a hifzi. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. So he, Ustad Ji, told me, Sheikh Waqi told me, don't commit any sins. Try and abstain from all sins. Just to digress, my brother, Allah just put in my mind now. Now we in October. 1 month's time, or just a little bit more, World Cup will start. Never mind the youngsters and the men, the Kalas also will know the scores. Who beat who? Who scored goal? Who scored own goal? Everything they will. You ask, tell me Ashara Mubashara's name. The 11 wives of Nabi alayhi salam. I said, no, I'll come back just now. But these shaitans, we will know everything. They fighting that we, all the gays must come to Qatar and Doha. You see, that is LGBT. That is the argument they got there now. Qatar said you can drink alcohol. Never mind, we make you. See Muslim countries, how they sell out. You understood? So everything they bend down. So you can come make zina. LGBT, we will think about that. See how much you're going to compromise and all this. Think properly where we are going. Shakautu ila waqi'in su'a hifzi. Fa'arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi. So leave committing sin. These children come, they say, I want to become hafiz. I say, first thing, you want to become good hafiz, go tell your father, mother, the TV, they must take and throw outside. Then you'll become good hafiz. Otherwise, the TV will come, the more you watch, the memory go weak, you'll forget the Quran. With my time, I finished 50 years ago, 52 years, 70, Allah's Quran. How many people became hafiz? They should cry. Meet me and cry. I say, what happened? He say, I forgot my whole Quran. How many youngsters we know? فَإِنَّ الْإِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِ. The knowledge of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and the fiqh and jurisprudence is the noor and radiance from Almighty Allah. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُغْطَى لِعَاصِي. And when we all are sinners. Don't think we all are sinners. But when we continue with the vices and sin, and we try and justify it, then remember Allah Ta'ala snatches that knowledge away from us. Think properly what we are doing. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam story in the Quran. What a beautiful. It's not a story, a love story, or a story for entertainment and information. Nay, in the ending of Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf chapter 12, 111 verses. Go read verse 111. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In these events and stories and episodes, there are lessons to be learned. But who will learn the lessons? Those people who have true intelligence and intellect. You see, they are brothers. Now jealousy, envy. Why Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam loves him so much? Handsome Yusuf. Better we eliminate him. So they said, Father, please send him, we go for picnic. Father say, I love him so much, and then maybe something will happen. Then the wolf will eat him or something. He said, no, وَنَحْنُ أُسْبَتُنْ. We are there. Then they themselves took him there and threw him in the well. He's crying with them, you my brothers and you do this. Then they went to the father and said, the wolf ate him. They took the kurta out and showed the father. The father said, what a clever wolf. That there's no sign that it tore the kurta mubarak, and you're telling me, bidamin kazib, you're speaking lies and all. So what happens? Long ago. Allah Jalla Wala is elevating Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam higher, become minister of finance, minister of agriculture, ruler, everything. This side in Palestine, where the brothers were, famine and drought. And lo and behold, no food. So they came to the brother. They didn't know. And they said, we've come with this money. We know this money is good for nothing, not worth the money. You don't say in English. Not worth the money on which is printed, and not worth the paper on which is printed. بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُشْجَاتٍ فَأُوْفِ لَنَا وَتَكَصَدَّقَ لَيْنَا. We beg you, give us charity. They dumped him inside, and today they're begging for charity. Then he asked them, هَلْ أَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَأَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفِ. You know what you did to Yusuf alayhi salam, wa akhi, and his brother bin Yamin? Then they asked him, إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفْ, you Yusuf? He said, yes, أَنَا يُوسُفْ وَهَذَا أَخِي. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا, Allah's mercy. So they asked for maaf, everything. They went to father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and they told father, we are guilty. No mitigating circumstances. We committed this crime, this crime, this crime. What the father said, I forgive you, but I will not make dua now. See, lesson for us. I will not make dua for you now. Sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Soon I will make dua for you. Why he said, soon I will make dua for you? I will wait for Thursday night, Friday morning, and I'll wake up in the darkness of the night, and then Allah se mangna hai, or Allah se manwana. You understanding, my brothers? In time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, time of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, this day Jumu'ah already had so much virtue. The father said, if you know Arabic, sofa, soon, not immediately, soon I will make dua for you. That he was waiting for Thursday night, what you call Thursday night, and Yawm al-Jumu'ah, tahajjud time. Oh, my beloved sons, my brother, my son forgave you, Yusuf alayhi salam, but I will cry to Allah that Friday morning, and then Allah will forgive you. We don't want to wake up for Fajr. Namwana Abid told you just now. These non-Muslims, they say, AK, we're going to fire up questions. So I say, fire up any questions you want. Uncensored for you all. You understood? Then we have it out with the jutlas and this one and this one. You know? So why? We must give them, brothers. We have the best. We must share with the rest. See, I give you yesterday's incident, yesterday. I came to Joburg Airport, so now it's Zohar time. So I'm the Imam and my wife is behind me. So I give Adhan, I give Iqamah, I'm the Imam and she's behind me. And we got our place there, we just put one wheel, one of that trolleys this side, one this side, and we'll make our own sutra and all. They see us, nobody, South Africa, you know South Africa, we frankies. Kullu hala zonke lungile. Nobody will tell you. Nobody will tell you anything here. It's the best country, you know. Best country, but only the unda danda goes on too much, you know how it is. Now, that's another issue, yeah. But for us, this is best country. We finish salat, this, that, everything. So I told my wife, said, yeah, this is the boarding pass, this, that, and all. We sorted all that out. I'm going bathroom, you know. So I went. Now, there, like how you got here in Durban, I think also. So we got one eastern, you know, toilet. And that. So I only use that one because it's nice, water, and I don't like all the high business, western. So I went there, even that poisa, the guard there, oh, Fundis, you were here just now. I said, yeah, man, I'm at Durban. Tandaza, but Durban, Aziko Manzi, you understand? No water there in Tongat and all these places. We're going to go to Tandaza there. I said, very good. He knows you're going to tip. So he said, wait, when the men come out, I'll clean for you. So one person was there. So I say, while waiting there, let me wait, don't waste time. So I took out my phone. So I look at the questions there now. I just start answering. Right? So I am here. That cleaner is there. One guy come. He got his big gun and this and all these things. So they say, you're the teacher. I said, yeah. They say, I got also questions. I say, wait. What's your name? They say, Jacob. I say, no, your name is Yaqub. Then I explained to him, O Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, this. He asked me, what's my name? I say, my name is AK, but you carrying the gun. You see, I'm not AK-47. I'm AK, but the gun carrying, I see you got the gun. So he said, all right. Then he said, okay, give me your number. I gave him the number. I said, any question you got, you must ask. I got no problem. He said, anything. I said, anything. What Islam now? You ask whatever. Yesterday, this happened. My brothers, this whole Durban, South Africa, but Allah's help, I travel many countries. People are thirsty. They know us Muslims like mad chips. We are trigger happy. We are terrorists. We are fundamentalists. That's what the media is showing them. We must change that mindset. Show we are the best people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have dine, dancing with this person's wife and that person's wife, and all. We don't have all these things here. We are the most sober people on this earth. We are the most generous people on this earth. We have the best, so share with the rest. I'm sure, 100%, I gave you this example. I'll give it to you again because you forget. And then always remember, Quran examples are the best. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. That these examples we gave you is for them, the people, they must wonder, ponder and reflect away. So you got your ocean, this side, you know which side it is. So look at your ocean, I look at the ocean every day, because we Transvaalers, you know we come from the farm that side. So we just look, Ya Allah, your ocean, your waves, your daughter, your nurse. So Allah is saying, when you look at the water, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. That bubble and the foam that is on top, but it will disappear. That's a sign of batil and falsehood. So communism, socialism, Zionism, this all will collapse one day. How apartheid collapsed in front of our eyes? فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. But when you become an asset to humanity, so the water is pure, so become an asset to people like how the water is an asset to humanity, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah will keep your name, Allah will let it be such, you leave great, great legacy. See how many people's name we took. We took Imam Shafi's name, we took Imam Bukhari's name, we took Mosema's name, so many people's name we took now. So that is their legacy. So the message is clear. We have Almighty Allah's mercy, we have Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our dua should be, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, we ask of you your love. Wa hubban nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and wa hubba ahlul bayt, and the love for the family of Nabi alayhi salam, wa hubba ashabi Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love for all the sahaba and companions, wa hubba awliya illah, Ya Allah, let us love the true awliya Allah. So then you will see, you will be on the right path, and we ourselves will become an asset to the community and society. So inshallah, tonight, don't waste time. First thing do, either go sleep or either make some Durood Sharif, read and some good things. One thing don't do is don't go switch on the TV, please. Then whatever you heard here, you will pour water over everything. So remember this. Say, no, I'll put it on the record and I'll see it tomorrow. The Jutlas did that. Allah Ta'ala told them on Saturday, no fishing. And subhanallah, that from Friday, from Saturday, from Sunday, right till Friday, no fish would come. Saturday, the fish, وَيَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعَ. The fish are jumping. Hey, Jutla, how are you? Oh, Jutli, how are you? Jutla say, you, we're going to fix you all up. Understood? So what they did? So they start making pathways. Understood? On Saturday, they make special pathway. So the fish start coming straight in their houses. You say, Allah, we didn't fish. The fish decided to come by us. So Allah say, you want to play with me? فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا كِرَتَةَ دَخَاسِينَ. Allah transformed them into monkeys, Quran says. So brothers, don't play with the deen. Deen is too precious. Remember this kind of thing. Yeah. So inshallah, we're concluding now. We're wrapping up. So inshallah, I got 3-4 minutes left. We thank our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, our Hafiz, Muhammad Basra, my brother Dawood Mondli, all the directors of the various radio stations, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and Capital Group, and Radio Al Ansar, all the directors, Sirius FM, our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and here all the trustees, I don't know who. I don't even know our Haji. Maulana Abid, Haji Asmal ka naam kya hai? Ibrahim bhai, Haji Ibrahim Asmal, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward him, you understand? So when you met me one day there for Umrah, you say, Bibi ka intikal ho gaya, come we make dua. So I said, come we go back Kaaba, we make dua. So mashallah, you got to see. So every time we have da'wah here, you see. So this is this. So Allah Ta'ala reward him. Allah reward our Mawana, Abid also, all the trustees. Last message I want to give you, brothers, from dil se, not just zaban se, from the heart. Our Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah Madinah, is in the hands of the Jutlas. They dictate what must be said. Masjidul Aqsa is under their control. Masjid Ibrahim Khalili, if you've been to Hebron, they stole half the masjid already. And anytime you can take the whole masjid. So at least tonight, or tahajjud time, Allah give tawfiq, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, before tapasri, wake up and cry to Allah, Ya Allah, protect all our masajid throughout the world, especially the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa. Allah will make our khatima on iman and read abundant durood sharif and make all these flowers of ours hafiz and see what will happen in your life. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us all for his deen. Ameen. Let's make dua inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.